Hi there, this is Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching yet again. Before you can change or implement something, you first need to understand it. In this session, I'm going to describe in basic terms some concepts concerning the function of the nervous system that relate to us as riders. But first, I'm going to provide you with some definitions that will give us a shared language and ultimately help you be able to take your performance skills and your ability to ride with confidence, presence, and connection to the next level. There are some definitions and diagrams in your training notebook that will be useful for you to have in front of you while you listen to this. Please check out session 2 in module 8. The nervous system can be divided into two branches, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. The sympathetic branch increases alertness, energy, blood pressure, heart rate, and breathing rate. It prepares your body for intense physical activity and triggers what is often referred to as the fight or flight response. The parasympathetic branch has almost the exact opposite effect. It promotes relaxation in your body and decreases alertness, blood pressure, and heart rate. It creates calm and supports digestion. The parasympathetic branch also coordinates the freeze response. This occurs when you're in fight or flight, but perceive that neither of those are actually options. It's also in charge of the shock response that happens when the body shuts down completely in the face of intense trauma or injury. When these two branches are working well together, the sympathetic nervous system is activated when there's a perceived threat and your body will prepare to fight or flee. When the threat subsides, the parasympathetic nervous system kicks in and your physiological functions calm down and return to normal. The vagus nerve is the longest and most complex of the nerves that emanate from the brain. It transmits information from the brain to the rest of the body and vice versa. The name vagus stems from the Latin word for wandering. It quite literally wanders from the brain to organs throughout the body. It basically connects the brain with all the vital organs. The vagus nerve does a lot of things, but the reason it's important to us as riders is that one of its primary jobs is to facilitate fear management in the body. It transfers information between the gut and the brain and helps you recover from stressful situations. This is where the term gut feeling comes from and why digestive distress can be attributed to stress and anxiety. The vagus nerve works with your parasympathetic nervous system to regulate and slow breathing, lower your heart rate, and lower blood pressure. It also sends anti-inflammatory signals to the other parts of the body, and this is why stress is also associated with pain and inflammation. We're going to discuss ways in which we can, as riders, ensure the proper function of the vagus nerve so we have the ability to continually recover from the spooks, stress, and moments of fear that are inevitable when it comes to riding horses. Hyperactivation of the sympathetic nervous system is caused by intense stress. Cortisol and norepinephrine are released into the bloodstream, and the fight or flight response in the body is sustained for longer than it should be. Anxiety, difficulty focusing, high emotionality, and shallow breathing are all signs of hyperactivation. This is what can happen when you're in the fear cycle too often or for too long. Basically, your nervous system gets stuck in high gear. This is represented on the far right in the nervous system chart in your training notebook. Hypoactivation of the parasympathetic nervous system is when your primary body functions slow down too much. It's associated with depression, delayed response time, emotional withdrawal, or basically shutting down. Hypoactivation can happen when the sympathetic nervous system is on high alert for an unsustainable period of time, and then it crashes. You might feel tired, sluggish, or unmotivated. Symptoms can also include feeling lethargic, disorganized, or spacey. Basically, your nervous system is stuck in low gear. So, it follows that optimal nervous system activation is when these two branches of the nervous system operate in harmony. Take a look at the wave chart in your training notebook. The stress response system is designed to deal with brief stressors that threaten survival, And then the sympathetic fight-flight response is not supposed to last very long because the body can't sustain itself in that high-stressed state. When things are working well, the parasympathetic system kicks in fairly quickly to calm things down following a perceived threat. The optimal functioning of the nervous system assures both that we have a functioning alarm system so that we can stay safe, but also a system that kicks in to return things to normal when the threat is over. In optimal activation, these two work in waves throughout the day. We get stressed and then we calm down. We get stressed and then we calm down. And when these waves are happening regularly, we're able to get into the zone. We're able to engage socially and be connected to our environment. We're able to access our athletic abilities and be emotionally supple. We're open to new experiences. We're able to listen to our intuition. We can learn and we're responsive to our environment. We are able to think. When this doesn't happen and the two branches fail to work together in harmony, imbalance occurs. We go into the hyper or hypoactivation that I just talked about. The most common imbalance of the nervous system is where the sympathetic nervous system remains activated a lot of the time and the parasympathetic doesn't turn on enough. The body remains in a state of fight or flight. The stress response system never or rarely turns off. When the body remains in a state of fight or flight all the time, this can prevent you from being able to think clearly, to focus, to control your body, or to engage authentically with other people. It can make it difficult to truly connect with your horse and ride with confidence. You might feel overly reactive to sound or movement when you're riding and more vulnerable to your inner critic voice. If left unaddressed, this pattern can result in chronic health conditions. Sleep, appetite, mood, and chronic pain conditions can all be impacted as well. Our horses are so sensitive that you can imagine how hyperactivation can impact them. People who come to me complaining of a lack of motivation and an inability to get energized and inspired by things that ordinarily fire them up are usually in hypoactivation mode. This means they were probably stressed out or on for an extended period of time, and then their nervous system has shut down out of self-preservation. This is common in riders who are high-powered and extremely ambitious, and in riders who deal with a high degree of fear, anxiety, or self-doubt. What I have learned and continue to learn is that it's not enough to just focus on mental skills. We also need to focus on our physiology. We need to learn to rev up when we're stuck in parasympathetic low gear and rev down when we're stuck in sympathetic high gear. I recently had a client who'd come back to me really wanting to get her anxiety under control so that she could ride with more confidence and have more fun competing. She'd read some sports psych books and she'd set her goals. She was working on mastering her self-talk and building up her inner coach voice. She was even practicing using the fear scale to stay more present and relaxed while she was riding. But it wasn't working. She was so frustrated. She came to me and said she was trying all the things. She was doing her homework. She had her mantras and her power personas. She was mentally rehearsing and writing down all her wins, but nothing. She still felt stressed and plagued by anxiety. As she was telling me all this, I realized that she was doing all the things, but not being. She was not slowing down, taking the time to let the exercises into her body. All the tools she was using are only effective if you allow yourself to experience them deeply enough that they impact your physiology. She was going through the motions, but not thoroughly enough to activate her parasympathetic nervous system and actually experience the revving down that she needed. Her nervous system was in hyperactivation, and she was going to need to address that in her body before the mindset work was going to make a difference. I had her do some of the embodied riding strategies that I'm going to share with you in this next session. I asked her to slow down and consider that it was not enough just to do the exercises. She needed to actually feel them. This is not easy if your nervous system has been stuck in high gear. So we needed to find ways to rev her nervous system down before she could fully leverage the mental and emotional tools she already had. She had to make her body a safe place to be before she could fully access her intellect and benefit from the other work she was doing. We tend to look for safety outside ourselves rather than learning to create it within. If you're constantly feeling like your emotions and experiences are bigger than what your body can hold, you need to increase your capacity by helping your nervous system to become more balanced. Your ability to intentionally regulate your nervous system represents your ability to regulate it and its ability to handle more stress and stimuli. When your nervous system has an increased capacity to respond and recover from stress, you will feel more socially engaged, able to adapt to new things, and able to expand your comfort zone. You'll also be able to help your horse feel more safe and build capacity for embracing instead of fleeing from new experiences. Yay! So this is what it's all about. Whether you are an adult amateur wanting to get through the scary end of the arena or a high-performance rider wanting to take it all to the next level, having an understanding of how your nervous system works and how you can become a more embodied rider will make all the difference.